to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the podcast. I don't mind the potty.
You like
listen
the potty.
I had to listen to the podcast the other day.
Oh, how did you go? Did you like listen to it and go, oh?
I fast forwarded all this shit.
What? This is the best part.
No. There was we did a show the other day. I think it was I listened to Wednesday show, just because I wanted to hear like how it actually sounded for people on who listen to us on the radio. I listened back and I thought, oh, that was all right. You know how you date yourself sometimes? You go, I don't know if that sounded good.
Yeah.
I think that might have sounded a bit shit. So I wanted to have a listen. It sounded all right.
No,
podcast is put together well. Like, not that...
That's because we don't do that.
Well, yeah, we don't do any of that.
We have no idea. We just talk crap. And then somebody else puts it together. Much like my life, really. I talk crap and my wife puts all the good bits together. You know, it's true, isn't it?
Look, it's all working out, though. You're doing all right.
I don't know that I am, man.
Deep.
Is this like an intervention?
I don't know if I am, mate.
No, I hope it's not.
Are you okay, Steve?
You know, sometimes people,
are you okay?
I'm fine.
Good.
Sometimes, because you were saying on Friday in your rooftop session, you often doubt yourself in the way that you know your performance is going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think a lot of people do that, don't they? A lot of people doubt themselves just generally in life.
Too right. You can be very critical. We are our own worst
always.
Critics.
Always. Yeah, yeah, always. Yep. Yeah. But like, you know, you also wonder how you're parenting. And you know, you didn't read instructions and that story will come up in today's podcast. But like, you know,
shame,
you make
Jed.
Mistakes all the time.
Shame, Jed.
Absolutely. I'm terrible. I'm
you
terrible.
Always think I'll learn from the mistakes that my parents made, and I won't do that again. But you do. You still make
those shit
mistakes.
Sometimes you come out and you say the lines that your parents used to say to you, and you just 100%. Go, oh, I've morphed.
Exactly.
I've morphed into Mother
Remember
June.
We did that phoner? We did that phoner a while ago, Damo, before you hear about
the moment
phrases,
you realised.
Yeah,
that
and the phrases that you say your parents used to say to you. Oh, man, I've got so many. It's embarrassing.
Mother June used to be like, she never swore. So she'd be like, I'm fed up to the bloody teeth with it. Or crikey dick. If she was really angry and you heard the crikey dick.
Crikey dick.
That means
crikey
the wooden spoon is about to come out. You need to run.
Did you get hit with a wooden spoon by Mam?
Oh, look, I'm not going to reveal anything here because
what do you mean?
Because Mam listens to the podcast. And
yeah.
These are, you know, these are
but
in the vault.
My mum listens
sort of
to the podcast and I know my mother broke a wooden spoon over my arm once. And I laughed at her.
So
she just laughed at me. And so I don't know what I did. You know, you just can't remember those things. And she went, how dare you? Came running over, went to whack me with a wooden spoon. I put my arm up and it smashed over my arm. And then I laughed sort of at her. And then she saw the funny side and just kept laughing as well.
I hope she wrote a strongly worded letter to the manufacturers of that wooden spoon. Said, these are faulty wooden spoons. This is a disgrace.
You know, that's what I reckon. Just off, changed it subject.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just taking a full right turn here. You know, and that's what I reckon
the cooking chef. Guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy's cool.
We watched a video yesterday. Did you make that shepherd's pie? And that's what I reckon.
I went home to do it, but then Eileen had ossobuco on.
Oh, ossobuco.
Thanks to Country Grocer, actually, I got to say. And the meat was just... that's all I can say.
Do you like to suck out the marrow?
Oh, I'm not a sucker out of marrow.
I love the
marrow. You can't, if you've still got marrow in the bones when you're doing ossobuco, you haven't cooked it long enough. You haven't let it stew long enough.
It just pops out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whilst it's cooking and it sticks in there.
I could do some
filthy freaking meat eaters.
I never had.
It's doing to your insides?
Come on. You actually.
No, you're the. Don't yeah. You can't eat meat because you can't digest it properly.
That's
right. So just because you're a jelly.
I would love ossobuco. But yeah, it just won't.
It was.
I'm sure you get a plant-based version.
No, oh, please, nothing like the
they
real
ossobuco. They use tallow instead of marrow.
Osso shitto.
That's right.
You know what? Here's the show.
Jamie, what do you like with reading instructions for things? Like things when you get something new, you read the instructions before you put it together or start using it.
Instructions?
Yeah.
What are these things that you refer to?
You're like 90% of the male population who don't read instructions
90,
either.
Mate, 99.9.
You heard how I put together my barbecue.
That's right. Yeah. If you meant to put the wheels on first, you have to pull it all apart again.
I read nothing.
Oh, you're like my husband and it frustrates me so much. Every time we get something, it'll be the same process. and I'll be like, you've got to read the instructions. Why are you reading the...
Yeah, but,
that's
but,
why
but
they're there.
Men are gifted at putting things together without instructions. It's an ability that we're... No,
no,
that's
you're
not true.
Gifted at
that's
putting
not
them
true.
Together without the instructions. That's, you just proved your point.
All right.
And that was you and your father-in-law together. It's like, two the guys. More men there are, the worse it gets.
So where are you going with this, reading instructions?
And I ended up buying the girls, because like bath time in a household can be a bit of a punish. So I'm trying to make it fun as I can.
Yeah,
so I ended up ordering the girls these bath bombs that you put in the bath and they change colour.
Oh,
and you can add different colours together and make different colours. So we're learning about the colour wheel. Everyone's having fun in the bath.
That's awesome.
They arrived yesterday, so I was that excited. I'm like, oh, girls, tonight we're going to have a colour bath. What colour do you want to choose? And so they picked a little colour thing each, hopped in the bath. We got the water on and the colour, they're holding onto it in their hands and the colour's coming out. It looked amazing.
It's like a cauldron. It's like a magical cauldron here.
That's right. And they're like, it's magic. And we were like loving it. We had the best bath time ever. I'm like, these things are just worth their weight in gold. I am buying stock in this company.
Oh, wow.
The best bath bomb things ever. Great bath. Had a good time. Time to get out and drain the water. Only problem was that a lot of the bath colour actually stayed on the...
Oh, no.
All their hands. So Arwen's got bright blue hands and all upper arms and across her legs.
Oh,
so
are you
she was
serious?
Holding Lulu's red.
Where did you get these bath bombs from?
Well, they're all natural and they're great. And so...
they're all henna.
I took the girls down to Milko and I'm like, look, there one's blue, one's red. Can't get it off with the towel or the wipes.
Oh,
so they're going to school at East tomorrow and then my husband just looked at me and went, didn't you read the instructions? Said to put the bath bombs in first, let them dissolve, and then let the kids hop in the water.
Shame on you, Jen.
Details.
Like I said, sweetie, it's still book week. Well, one of them's going as a Smurf tomorrow, and I still haven't brought up a red character yet for Lulu, but I'm sure I can find one.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney, now with Damien and Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wait FM 96.5.
We've got a special guest with us in Buzz today.
We sure do, guys. How long ago since we've heard this? What about me?
I love that.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Great.
And then the remake that he did, the cover was so good.
Yeah.
So what? Well, how long ago was Idol? We were talking yesterday about the fact that Channel 7's bringing Idol back.
Yeah.
After 12 years.
That's
so
right.
When was the first one? Come on.
Okay, well, look, I'm 15 years ago.
Yes.
15 years ago this year.
Wow.
So when was the first
one? You know
Idol?
How old What About Me is?
How old?
18. 18 years old.
Oh,
is, that when
the,
is that when Idol was?
Yes, 18 years ago.
Oh,
it's 18 years
God.
Old, that bloody song from Knowlesy.
Man.
There you go. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
exactly right.
Now, Shannon is coming to town, all right? He's coming to town. He's going to be at the Heritage Hotel in Bulleye. Now, apparently, he's coming raw and uncovered.
Oh, well, hello.
Hello. What? Is he doing a little bit of a Shannon Noel meets Magic Mike kind of show?
I don't think the uncover means...
The full Shannon.
Needs nude.
The full Shannon. Hey, you know what? We've got him on the line right now. Let's find out. Shannon Noel, are you doing nude shows in this tour?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, mate, but not this particular one.
Oh, Shannon, if you have to take a little bit of clothing off, I'm sure the ladies wouldn't mind. You're looking pretty good these days.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, COVID hasn't been kind, mate. It's been...
Man, we're thrilled that you're heading to town. You know, 18 years since What About Me. That must feel like days to you.
Oh, mate, absolutely. You know, it's sort of, it seems like an absolute lifetime ago, mate. You know, it's sort of so much has came and went during that time, and it's been really, really great, mate. You know, it's such great memories, though, thinking back of the show and that experience in general. You know, it was such a pretty crazy experience for all.
Another big thing that happened 18 years apart was, like, you had your first son, Cody, in 2001, and then you've had your last son, Colton, in 2019. So that's 18 years between kids. Shannon,
yeah, it is, yeah.
I'm about to do the same thing. My 18-year-old daughter's doing the HSC, and I'm 5 months pregnant with my little COVID kid.
That's awesome.
Any advice, though, because it's a big gap?
Oh, mate, no, it is, you know. But I'll tell you what, we've really enjoyed it and loving having a little fellow and during this lockdown time and that sort of stuff. It's been great for me, especially just to be able to spend that time and just, play in the backyard and things like that. Like, things I didn't get to do a lot with
my older boys, you know, because they were sort of 2 and 3 at the time, and I had to go overseas. She seemed to be away all the time.
You've been in this music industry for such a long time. The first show is Knock the Cobwebs Off. Mate, I've got a bone to pick with you. Your first show's in Wollongong. Mate, are you just knocking the cobwebs off in Wollongong so every other show's really good, you bastard?
No, I did one. I did a couple in a row in Marrickville last weekend.
Take that, sneaky.
Yeah. Take that, Marrickville.
Yeah, that's it. Sucks to be you.
So I did a fair bit of rehearsal, mate, so hopefully the cobwebs are well and surely blown out before I said put on the stage, buddy.
Good work.
And dust off the cobwebs. And look, if you want to dust off your shirt and put it on the floor.
Oh, my God.
Enough, Jane, all right?
Come on, Jane,
cut it out.
Look, I'm just doing this. I feel like it's my duty on behalf of all women. Just to try.
He's not a piece of meat, you know.
No, but I'll tell you what, for most ladies and a couple of boys too, he is a very good piece of meat.
he's aged well. He's like a piece of Wagyu beef. He's really aged well.
Raw and uncovered Saturday night, the Heritage Hotel. Mate, we can't wait, Shannon.
She'll be really good. Southbound's coming along to do the support as well.
Yeah, cool.
But you can get all the details, wavefm.com.au.
Shannon, we look forward to seeing you very soon, brother. Take care.
Okay, guys, thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
Indeed you will. Shannon Knoll, simply one of the best for us here at Wave FM, and it's always great to catch up with an old idol as well, an old idol buddy, don't you?
He's a good dude, I got to say.
He's a good dude, yeah.
You know, he likes to have a bit of fun.
He does.
Self-deprecating.
I'm not going to the Heritage Hotel because I haven't been out in ages.
Oh, good. And he's got those girls Southbound. They look pretty good as well. Yeah, so that's happening this Saturday, 2 gigs. Yeah, that's along.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jay, Strainy, and now Damien Leith.
Damien brought up this morning the hot topic, and that is it okay to touch another bloke's barbecue or any other person's barbecue when they're cooking it? This happened to you, mate.
Yeah, look, my mate came over. I was cooking burgers. He came along, took over the barbecue.
Wrong.
He's saying wrong. He took over the barbecue and he cooked them to oblivion.
So bad.
Okay, so bad. The bad thing about that is that he did burn your food,
this is the whole thing.
Helps you out with the cooking?
In his mind, he didn't burn it. He actually liked it like this. As far as I was concerned, he destroyed it.
Mm. So we're putting it out to you, Illawarra. Is it okay to touch another person's barbecue while they're cooking? Rob the Truckee, how you going this morning, mate?
Great, mate. Yourself?
Very well indeed. All right, help us out with the hot topic, mate. Is it okay to touch another person's barbecue while they're cooking?
Nah, mate, not at all. Look, I like it well done. I don't want something on my plate that looks like someone's just slapped its bum and thrown it on the plate.
Fair enough.
It's very true, though. And like Jade said, everybody has their own different tastes. If you're going to a barbecue, let the person who does it, you can always say, hey, listen, mate, I want mine blue. You know, most people know you leave that on till last.
That's exactly. Look, if someone turned around to me and said, hey, can you make mine well done? I'll make it well done as best I can. I'm not really good on the barbecue, but actually maybe that's what it was.
He just hates your cooking.
Yeah, that's right. The thing that I think we should be debating about is who does all the other work while you guys stand and fight over the barbecue and just cook the meat.
Don't you be saying who does all the other work.
We have beers to drink and meat to cook.
I tell you who does all of that. The supermarket does all of that stuff because I buy it in a bag, chuck it into a bowl, Bob's your uncle, done.
Boom. That's it.
You guys, see, you don't even know. You're too busy fighting over the barbecue to realise what really happened.
Let us know on Facebook right now. Is it ever all right to touch someone else's barbecue? There's plenty of people. Mel says, my husband won't even let me touch his barbecue. Only when hell freezes over will he let me do it.
People are very, very serious about their barbecuing.
Even Deanne says, hell yeah, my hubby sets ours on fire. That's why I have to touch it. So many great comments. Go there now. Facey, Wave FM 96.5.
Wave FM's Jade and Strainy. Now with Damien Leith. Oh,
hello.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
The sun is shining. Get out and get your vitamin D fixed because it's going to rain all weekend. But we are here with... Well, we've got quite a few people here to see.
Yes,
we've
got
Casimir Lingerie here. We've also got Martin from Blue Sky. They're here to watch you in person. It's an intimate gig. Do you get nervous before something like this, Damien? Because you are the consummate performer.
I get very, very nervous. Every single week before these performances, I get extremely nervous because lyrics just float in and out of my head. And they vanish. They vanish by That's the time right. we start singing it.
And it's not like you're on a stage where you can't actually see the audience. Like, you are serenading everyone one-on-one. And the song you've got to serenade them with today, it's a current hit... A tricky hit too. I reckon this is a hard one.
This
picked.
Is a very...
Well, someone else actually picked it for you. Thank you, Joel from Wingdang, for putting forward this song. He wants to hear you hit the high notes.
Oh, good luck, Joel. Here we go.
This is The Weeknd, Blinding Lights with Damien Leith, another Wave FM rooftop session.
Here we go.
Getting you into the weekend with The Weeknd with another Wave FM rooftop session.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Leith.
Hello! Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.